Success of moral therapy, ironically, led to its downfall. Dorothea Dix, a 19th century reformer from Massachusetts, lobbied state legislatures to build state asylums to provide this care to all who needed it. Only once they did, cities and towns began dumping all sorts of people into these facilities. Elderly people, those with syphilis, who had end-stage dementia, and those with incurable neurological disorders joined the newly insane in these mental hospitals, which grew even larger and more crowded. Discharge rates naturally fell as this happened, and by the end of the century, moral therapy had come to be seen as a failed therapy, asylum doctors having forgotten how, only 50 years earlier, it was common for the newly insane to recover and to never be rehospitalized. This brings us to the period that is the subject of this book, 1900 to 1950. It is, in some ways, the darkest period in American history in terms of our treatment of people diagnosed with mental illness. As the 20th century dawned, America was falling under the sway of eugenic conception.